Stokely wide right. Now will come in motion to a tight trips. Orton's in the shotgun. Snap is good. Kyle Setz throws. Stokely wide open at the five. Touchdown, Denver.
It's time now to spend a few minutes with Broncos wide receiver Brandon Stokely. Brandon, coach has been telling the media all week long that the only thing this team can worry about and think about is beating the Kansas City Chiefs. You're a veteran. You've been through some Decembers in this league. He's got to be right.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. You know, we have to take care of what we can take care of, and that's Sunday against the Chiefs, and not worry about everything else. We'll find out after the game, where we stand. So, but first we got to beat the Chiefs, and that's really the bottom line.
Is it pretty easy to think that way throughout the week, going into practice? Just go through practice the same way, go through preparing with the game plan the same way as you did, say, last week or the week before.
Yep, just keep the same routine and the same focus every week of the season, and not look too far ahead, not look behind, and just move on and you know, just focus on the Chiefs and get ready for, you know, it's going to be a tough game, a big division game, and you know, let everything else happen, and we'll find out after the game.
Well, coach said he expects it to be a close game. You guys are busy. Let's get to the questions. First one, wondering, what is your most favorite and or productive route? Which one do you like coming out of the huddle knowing, okay, here we go?
I like the option route. It's anywhere between a 6 to 8 yard route where you have the kind of the option to sit. You know, if they're playing zone, if they're playing man, you have the option to break out or break in. So there's a bunch of different options on the route, as it is called, option. So it's, for me, it gives me a lot of leeway to kind of go out there and see what coverage they're playing and run it off of what they're doing.
Having that flexibility to read the defense and then go run the route, that's got to be something wide receivers like when they're getting ready before the snap.
Oh, yeah. Have a little freedom with what you're doing. Always makes it nice for a receiver.
You had a chance last year to mentor Eddie Royal a little bit. This year, Kenny McKinley was doing a great job until, unfortunately, being placed on IR. Do you enjoy, as a veteran, kind of sharing that knowledge you've accumulated throughout your career with the younger guys?
I really do. I really enjoy it because, especially when a younger player is receptive to it and they want that help from an older guy. I remember when I was a young receiver and getting help from Jermaine Lewis and Akadri Ismail and those type of guys. You know, the more information you can get as a young player, the better off you are. And so when they're receptive to it, it makes it a lot of fun to see them grow and get better.
We talked to Kenny earlier this season. It sounds like one of the things he really wanted to do was ask you as many questions as he could.
Yeah, he did. And, you know, when you see a guy like that ask you the questions and go out on the field and work extremely hard at getting better, that just makes you want to, you know, help him out more and give him more information.
One route you did run earlier this season when you weren't quite expecting the ball was, of course, the touchdown catch and run against the Bengals. One question, wondering, is that one of the biggest plays in your career? Does that rank somewhere in plays that you've made?
Oh, yeah. Top two or three, definitely. That's definitely a memorable play. I always, you know, remember that play as being one of the highlights of my professional career.
Another play after San Diego when you scored in the Monday night game, you told us all in the locker room you weren't expecting the ball. You maybe were the last option on that play, but you caught the ball, you scored. What kind of awareness do you have as a receiver to know where you got to be after you get the ball?
Yeah, that's very crucial, you know, especially being a slot receiver and, you know, coming in mainly on third downs, is knowing where the chains are, where the first down is, and how much depth you need to get that first down. So it's crucial to know the down, the distance. So there's a lot that goes into it.